were very far behind those of the present day. Upon reaching the hut, I rapped, as was my custom, and getting no reply, sought for the key where I knew it was secreted, unlocked the door, and went in. A fine fire was blazing upon the hearth. It was a novelty, and by no means an ungrateful one. I threw off an overcoat, took an armchair by the crackling logs, and awaited patiently the arrival of my hosts. Soon after dark, they arrived, and gave me a most cordial welcome. Jupiter, grinning from ear to ear, bustled about to prepare some marsh hens for supper. Legrand was in one of his fits, how well shall I term them, of enthusiasm. He had found an unknown bivalve forming a new genus, and more than this, he had hunted down and secured, with Jupiter's assistance, a scarabaeus which he believed to be totally new, but in respect to which he wished to have my opinion on the morrow. "And why not tonight?" I asked, rubbing my hands over the blaze, and wishing the whole tribe of scarabaei at the devil.
"Ah, if I had only known you were here," said Legrand. "But it's so long since I saw you, and how could I foresee that you would pay me a visit this very night of all others?"
As I was coming home, I met Lieutenant G. from the fort, and, very foolishly, I lent him the bug, so it will be impossible for you to see it until the morning. Stay here tonight, and I will send Jupe down for it at sunrise. It is the loveliest thing in creation.
What? Sunrise?
Nonsense, no. The bug. It is of a brilliant gold color, about the size of a large hickory nut, with two jet-black spots near one extremity of the back, and another, somewhat longer, at the other. The antennae are...
"D'ye no tin in him, Master Will? I keep a tellin' on ye,"
here interrupted Jupiter.
"De bug is a ghoul bug. Solid, every bit of him, inside and all, sep him wing. Never feel half so heavy a bug in my life."
"Well, suppose it is, Jupe," replied Legrand, somewhat more earnestly, it seemed to me, than the case demanded. "Is that any reason for you letting the birds burn? The color," here he turned to me, "is really almost enough to warrant Jupiter's idea. You never saw a more brilliant metallic luster than the scales emit. But of this you cannot judge till tomorrow. In the meantime, I can give you some idea of the shape." Saying this, he seated himself at a small table, on which were a pen and ink, but no paper. He looked for some in a drawer, and found none. "Never mind," he said at length. "This will answer." And he drew from his waistcoat pocket a scrap of what I took to be very dirty foolscap, and made upon it a rough drawing with the pen. While he did this, I retained my seat by the fire, for I was still chilly. When the design was complete, he handed it to me without rising. As I received it, a loud growl was heard, succeeded by a scratching at the door. Jupiter opened it, and a large Newfoundland, belonging to Legrand, rushed in, leaped upon my shoulders, and loaded me with caresses, for I had shown him much attention during previous visits. When his gambols were over, I looked at the paper, and, to speak the truth, found myself not a little puzzled at what my friend had depicted. "Well," I said, after contemplating it for some minutes, "this is a strange scarabaeus. I must confess, new to me, never saw anything like it before. Unless it was a skull, or a death's head, which it more nearly resembles than anything else that has come under my observation."
"A death's head?" echoed Legrand.
"Oh, yes, well, it has something of that appearance upon paper, no doubt. The two upper black spots look like eyes, eh? And the longer one at the bottom like a mouth. And then the shape of the whole is oval."
"Perhaps so," said I, "but, Legrand, I fear you are no artist. I must wait until I see the beetle itself, if I am to form any idea of its personal appearance."
"Well, I don't know," said he, a little nettled. "I draw tolerably. Should do it, at least. Have had good masters, and flatter myself that I am not quite a blockhead."
"But, my dear fellow, you are joking, then," said I. "This is a very passable skull. Indeed, I may say that it is a very excellent skull, according to the vulgar notions about such specimens of physiology. And your scarabaeus must be the queerest scarabaeus in the world if it resembles it. Why, we may get up a very thrilling bit of superstition.